Mouth program with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Roy Bargy, Ramona, Jack Fulton, Peggy Healy, Robert Lawrence, the Rondeliers Quartet, and our guest artist, the Chicken Sisters. And here's Paul Whiteman himself.
Good evening, everybody. I want to make one New Year's wish. If in 1934 I ever catch a cold or feel indisposed, and you know that can happen to anybody, well, if I ever have to call a doctor, I hope that he brings along as master of ceremonies none other than Dean Taylor. And here he is.
Thank you, Paul. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're beginning the new year with an excerpt from a score of Irving Berlin's review, A Thousandth Cheer. It is a number based on the famous Cuban dance, the rumba, and expounds the comforting thought that, however many times Cuba may change her political mind, the rumba continues business as usual during alterations. The piece is called Revolt in Cuba and is in two sections. The first, as you will very shortly guess, is the revolt, and the second is the rumba, both played for the first time on the air by Paul Whiteman and his revolting orchestra.
Thank you.
for a moment, we're going to glance over our shoulders and play you a medley of the song hits of 1933. There are four of them. And inasmuch as any one person's judgment would be open to argument, Mr. Whiteman, in selecting them, has gone on the assumption that what the largest number of people are willing to buy is presumably what the largest number of people want. Accordingly, he is now going to play you the four songs that sold the largest number of copies during the year just passed. We shall hear the list backwards, beginning with the song that stood fourth in sales during 1933. Inasmuch as one of my New Year's resolutions was never to refer to this song by name, even in jest, I am compelled to announce it simply as selection number one, Anonymous.
We'll meet again by the roses
had its official opening in New York only this week. In the meantime, however, one song from this production has become almost a classic. And we're going to play it now. The number one bestseller of all of last year's songs. The Last Roundup by Billy Hill, played by the Whiteman Orchestra and sung by Bob Long.
Planning to serve appetizers or sandwiches, buy the famous assortment of Kraft cheese spreads. Kraft cheese spreads, with the exception of Kraft creamed Old English, are made with the famous Philadelphia brand cream cheese. All Kraft cheese spreads come now in the smart new swanky swig glasses, glasses you may use for any beverage after the cheese spread has been consumed.
How many Kraft spreads are there?
Well, there are five Kraft cheese spreads. Kraft pimento cream spread, Kraft K, Kraft creamed Old English, Kraft Roquefort cream spread, and Kraft pineapple cream spread.
That is a list to choose from. What is the pimento spread like?
It's great. Listen. Philadelphia brand cream cheese blended with the real Spanish pimientos.
A marvelous combination, isn't it?
And Kraft K, Philadelphia brand cream cheese and relish spices and pickles all mixed smoothly together.
Deliciously, too. I know, because it's a favorite of mine.
And, of course, you remember Kraft creamed Old English, the famous Old English, all ready for you to serve.
Old English is one of my husband's favorites. You haven't more to offer me, have you?
Certainly I have. Kraft Roquefort cream spread, genuine imported Roquefort, and Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Say, that's a real treat.
with bread or crackers, or as a filler in celery. Mmm.
And Kraft Pineapple Cream Spread. Philadelphia brand cream cheese and real Hawaiian pineapple, deliciously proportioned, ready for you to use.
Look at the selection you've offered me. How can I choose?
Well, why not choose one of each? They're all delicious. And then if you find a favorite, stick to it. But don't forget this. All Kraft spreads come in the new swanky swig glasses, which can be used over and over again as drinking glasses, suitable for any beverage after the cheese spread has been used.
Where can I get these delicious Kraft spreads?
At your grocer's, your food shop. Just ask for the Kraft cheese spreads in the new swanky swig glass, and you'll get a fine, delicious cheese food ready for instant use.
That was a special Whiteman arrangement of 2/4 and 3/4 time, played in the genuine, guaranteed 98-proof Viennese waltz tempo. Last week, we had the famous Pickens sisters as guest artists on this program, and those of you who heard it will remember that I introduced them in the most glowing terms. In fact, I carried on so that I was afraid they might think I'd praised them almost too extravagantly, and was consequently very much relieved after the broadcast to learn that they thought nothing of the sort. Even so, I believe that it's dangerous to praise performers too highly beforehand. It makes the audience suspicious. So now that they're paying us a return visit tonight, rather than run the risk of saying too much, I will merely suggest that after you've heard the Pickens sisters in Good Morning Glory, possibly you will agree with me that someday they may amount to something.
This is the Sandman. I reckon I will say goodbye. For dawn is here, and the sun is up in the sky. Come on, folks, stop your stretching. Here comes Manny with the fetching ham, legs, rolls, or a lot of little hungry souls for the Sandman to say goodbye.
What time is it, Mother?
Now the orchestra is going to play a new song called Beautiful Girl, and Bob Lawrence is going to sing some of it. Now, at first glance, there doesn't seem to be anything particularly unusual about that statement. After all, the fact that the orchestra is going to play is no stunning surprise, and the title of the song, Beautiful Girl, indicating that it is supposed to be sung to a girl who is supposed to be beautiful, while pleasant, is not exactly revolutionary. And the fact that Bob Lawrence is going to sing, and even the fact that Bob Lawrence has a good voice, isn't likely to leave you paralyzed with astonishment. So I imagine that you're wondering right now what there is so extraordinarily novel about this number. And as a matter of fact, I haven't the slightest idea. And if you can think of anything, I wish you'd let me know.
Thank you.
beautiful girl. You're a gorgeous mixture of all that night. Another big blue sky. My heart cries, beautiful girl. You're a dazzling eyeful, beautiful girl. I could never trifle if I had you. You'd be my dream come true. There may be blondes and brunettes that are hard to resist. You surpass them like a queen. You've got those lips that were meant to be kissed. And you're over sweet 16. Oh, beautiful girl. What a gorgeous creature, beautiful girl. Let me call the preacher. What can I do? But give my heart to you, beautiful girl.
Practically no effort to make appetizers and sandwiches when you use Kraft Cheese Spreads. Kraft Cheese Spreads are a delightful combination of fine cheese with tasty spices, fruit, pimientos, and other flavors ready for instant use. Ah, but here's Mrs. Rowland in her kitchen.
How wonderful it is to make these appetizers and sandwiches this way with the Kraft Cheese Spreads. Hello, Jane. Come on in.
Hello, Mary.
I'm making the appetizers for tonight.
Yeah, that's just why I came, Mary, to help you. Why, what other attractions are the glasses? And look at the appetizers. They're almost all finished.
Certainly, they're all made. I found something I never had before. Kraft Cheese Spreads. In all sorts of variety. I bought them today. And look.
I'm going to have one. Mmm, they're good. I can't wait for your party tonight. May I have another one?
Sure.
Oh, it's Kraft Pineapple Cream Spread. Oh, it's delicious.
Careful of your guests, Mrs. Rowland, or you may have to make some more. You know, a fine mixture of Philadelphia brand cream cheese and real Hawaiian pineapple makes Kraft's pineapple cream spread a rare delicacy. If I were you, Mrs. Rowland, I'd prepare several extra ones for tonight. They'll go fast, and you can count on that. Everyone likes Kraft cheese spreads. When you use them for appetizers, sandwiches, or salads, you can be sure all your guests will appreciate your wise selection of fine food. To be the perfect hostess, just call your grocer or food shop and ask for the complete assortment of Kraft Cheese Spreads. Or if you already have a favorite, ask for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Paul Whiteman who welcomes you back to the Kraft program.
This is really the Master of Ceremonies job. But our Master of Ceremonies is busy at the moment getting ready for his act. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the announcement you've been waiting for.
Dean Taylor is going to play the piano. And with very little coaxing, he's consented to play one of his own compositions to show us that he can do something else besides be a master of ceremonies. And so we have the pleasure of presenting for the first time on the air a concert arrangement of the beautiful waltzes from Dean's opera, Peter Ibbetson, which opened the Metropolitan Opera season last week. The waltzes have been arranged for orchestra and three pianos, which would be played by Roy Bargy, Ramona, and last, and he says least, Dean Taylor.